good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Love for you to join in the conversation right now and share some good news with us. It's 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This is on Twitter yesterday. By the way, if you don't follow the Joe and Alex Show, what's wrong with you, okay? I'm not trying to sound judgy, but do it right now. It's at Joe and Alex Show. That way you can be part of the conversation that way too. And we're wondering this morning, what is the kindest thing a stranger has ever said or done for you?
Oh, guys, I was looking at these tweets.
Don't cry.
I was crying.
Don't cry.
Literally sobbing, like feel-good sobbing, because these stories are so amazing.
All right, so here's a few of these tweets, but I want your calls. I really want you to share something that somebody said to you that was really kind, that was a stranger, or maybe they actually did like an act of service. We want to hear about that and helped you out. This lady that started this said, well, I had a baby of mine, and it used to get air sick, and the first time it happened, we were leaving the gate, and there was puke all over my pants and the seat cushion, so they had to bring the plane back. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody.
Everybody, I mean, I hate to say it, I would be mad if we had to turn the plane around because they had to replace the seat and the seat belt. Everybody hated me, she said. I was standing covered in puke, holding my now only diaper-clad baby and trying not to cry while business travelers glared at me and just looked like I shouldn't have been there. Well, the flight attendant took my baby, helped clean it up. Then she went into her little luggage and grabbed a pair of yoga pants for me to wear on that flight and just gave me her address so I could send them back like when I cleaned them up and they were done.
Oh my gosh. My freaking heart.
That is just incredible. Listen to some of these other stories here of kind things that strangers have done or said to someone, and you can share 833-JOE-ALEX. Somebody said they saved my life by breaking a window and pulling me out of a burning house when I was 7.
Oh, my word.
They actually broke his wrist. This guy did. He cut up both of his hands, but he saved me and my brother. I don't know his name. I don't even know. I just know he was a motorcycle rider, and he was driving by, and he saw us, like looking for help in the window. How crazy is that? Like,
gosh.
What if he wouldn't have looked?
That is, like, I mean, it just gives me chills. So this one was my favorite one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me try not to cry. I fainted on the subway once, and a kind elderly Chinese woman who spoke no English waited with me, held my hand, and fed me grapes while we waited for the EMTs. When they finally came, she patted my hand 3 times and put my hand on her heart before leaving. Doesn't that just make you cry? Oh my gosh. What a precious person.
Alex is tearing up right now. I have a story. Now, it's not something that somebody did for me, but it's something that actually happened to my wife, Lindsay. We were just dating at the time, and I'm originally from Michigan, and I was living and working in Evansville, Indiana. If you don't know where that is, that's like in the very bottom southwest part of Indiana. So from where she was leaving my apartment, heading back to Michigan, we were dating. It was a 7-hour drive. 1 hour outside of where I lived, her car broke down.
Oh my gosh.
Just totally took a poop. It was done. That ended up being the totaling of her car. So this guy, it's late at night because she left, you know, want to stay as late as possible. It's dark, very secluded area, no service. She's talking to me on my phone. This is like out of a movie, Alex. She's like, there's a guy here. He's helping me. I don't have much.
What?
Yeah. So that's all I got. I didn't know exactly where she was at. She mentioned what, like, kind of like a road she was by. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's alone and some man's there. What's going to happen? Long story short, this guy was a nice elderly man. He actually has a daughter about me and my wife's age. And he pulled over. He let her stay inside of her car for about 1.5 hours till a tow truck got there. He was actually just a business guy traveling up to Chicago. But he was going through Kentucky and Indiana at the time. And he's like, well, I just would hope somebody would do that for my daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, dude, you're a freaking hero.
I love these stories. What is the kindest thing a stranger has ever said or done for you? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Let's go to the phones this morning and say hi to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey. So my aunt was on a road trip and had hit a bad storm. And on this bad storm, she hit some water and her car hydroplaned and she ended up in an accident. Following the accident, she had no friends and family around to help her out. And the couple that pulled over to help her drove her into Atlanta, got her a hotel room, and even offered to take her to the Super Bowl with them so that she wasn't all by herself.
Oh!
Did she go to the Super Bowl?
She didn't end up going because she didn't feel too good, but she was so thankful that they even offered to help her, let alone pay for the hotel and offer to take her with them.
The biggest thing I've taken away, Courtney, is that she should have went to the Super Bowl and didn't.
Holy!
I know.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane. Hey, thanks for calling in.
My mind is absolutely shook that someone offered to take another person they didn't know to the Super Bowl. That is insane.
Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Share some good stuff with us, Amber.
All right. Well, I am a single mom of two little toddlers, and one is actually disabled. So I'm very overwhelmed a lot, and it is definitely hard. But I was at Walmart once, and this woman stopped me just randomly. She could tell I was having a rough time with my two kids, and it was like I was going to throw the tantrum. But she stopped me, just tell me to keep my head up and that she can tell that I am doing a good job. And in that moment, it felt like everything to me, just because I do struggle and it is hard. But to see someone from the outside who doesn't know me, doesn't know my situation, to tell me I'm doing good was really nice. It was comforting.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That is so incredible.
I think we overlook, and this is such a good thing, Amber. You don't have to be like, hey, here's $100 to help somebody.
Right.
Like a word, a kind right. word, can make such a
yes.
difference.
It really did, because I do struggle a lot. It's hard, because their father is not in their life. He doesn't help. So I do it all myself. And I mean, I love it. I enjoy it, but it is very overwhelming. And I feel like single parents get underlooked or
oh, they
they're
do.
Part of this.
Amber, they do. My mom was a single mom for the most part. My dad was around sometimes, but God bless you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And all the single moms and dads out there doing the work of two people out there. That is incredible.
100%.
We appreciate you. Let's say good morning to, is this Kai? Hey, Kai, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi there.
What is the good stuff here? What happened?
I was driving with my six-month-old. I was a new mom, just 22 years old, and I was going up Raceway Road, and it was super icy and snowy and freezing cold, and my little Toyota slipped off the road. So my two tires were like over the edge of the road, and I was very stuck. And my husband worked an hour away, and I didn't know what to do, and there were just cars flying by me. So this couple pulled over, and they insisted that I get in their truck with them with the baby and stay warm. And then he tried to get my car out, and then another man stopped and helped him. So they got my car out and stayed warm. It was really nice.
Wow, that's so nice. Look at that. You know what? I always, when I see somebody like that on the side of the road, I'm always like, I don't have to pull over. Somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
But see, people were flying by you, and then finally somebody did stop, but it took a while.
They're like, get out of the way, idiot. You're like, I'm just stuck here with my baby. Please help. All right, pork chop.
I am so sorry. There's this lady that she's called in twice, and the first time we got connected, and the second time I accidentally hung up on her. So
oh,
I just
gosh.
Want to tell Becca's story real quick since I can't get her on.
Thanks, fat fingers.
Sorry. So she was she had a flat tire outside of a business, and it was like bad weather out, and some guy came out of the business, helped her change the tire, but she didn't have a spare. So he went to his friend's car, got the friend's spare, put it on her tire so she could drive to Walmart, buy a new tire, and then come back, and the guy changed it again.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
That's See, commitment.
This makes my week.
Guys will do anything to try to get some right there. That is, that is a great, great story.